Look, I understand when you're trying to make something work with a relationship, you're going to go to any amount and anything possible to try to win that person's affection back, right?
Maybe reignite that fire.
Yes. It's funny you should say that, Kelly.
Yeah?
This is 99.7 EJX. It's a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
Well, it's an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rekindle your relationship and literally lighting the house on fire, then you're doing okay.
Oh, see, yeah, that's an expression. When you say reignite the fire, that's an expression.
Yeah, 40-year-old Melissa. I'll tell you, her mugshot, sorry, spoiler alert, she's still wearing makeup.
Yep, and she's got an expression of sorry, not sorry.
Right. She's like, I'm mad.
I did what I did.
I'm mad. I'm frustrated.
Yep.
So I guess she was trying to, like, you know, I don't know, rekindle some stuff with her marriage. Things didn't necessarily go the way she planned. She got upset, and then she decided to light the house on fire.
Oh, on purpose?
Yes.
Okay. That's not going to work out well for anyone involved, especially the fire starter.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'm not going to say that she was of sober mind when it happened. They did find drugs in her purse, so maybe there was some of that influence as well.
That was a factor. Yeah. Okay.
But she's charged with a bunch of stuff. But, yeah. You know?
That's typically not going to win over your ex.
No, it's not going to help.
If you light the house on fire, burn it all down.
I mean,
he's not going to come around and be like, you know what? You must really love me.
Yeah, husband and an 18-year-old son. So, like, you know, they've got history. They've got history, and I can
sure.
Look,
but we're not setting a good example for the 18-year-old.
No, but if there's one thing, Kelly, you should at least appreciate. Is the want for love. And she's trying.
Yeah. Okay, we don't.
Yeah, she says.
We don't ever involve setting things on fire.
Yeah, no, that's where she went wrong. That's the only part she went wrong.
Okay.
All right, so again, Melissa, if you're listening.
She's got some time to think about it.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rekindle your relationship and literally kindle your house to the ground... then you're doing okay.
That's not good.
Nope. That's your Setting the Bar story.